Do you remember Blockbuster? The thrill of picking out that Friday night movie, the smell of popcorn, the cozy feeling of huddling on the couch with family. And then the dread of late fees, the tape sitting by the front door, forgotten again. Here's the truth. Nearly 80% of Blockbuster's profits came from those late fees. Their business model thrived on people forgetting. Then Netflix arrived. No late fees, no lines, movies at your doorstep, then streaming instantly. Netflix didn't just innovate technology, they listened. They gave people what they actually wanted: simplicity, convenience, peace of mind. Blockbuster refused to reinvent. They clung to what was comfortable. Netflix chose clarity and put Blockbuster out of business. That's the same choice in front of you right now. Keep doing what's familiar or build systems that let you grow. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business consultant, Lindsay Sutherland. Thanks for joining me. Today, we are diving into the chaos tax. Whether you know what it is yet or not, I promise you, you're paying it. Here's the good news. The choice is yours. You can continue to cling to chaos, or you can create clarity. Clarity is a result of systems that attract and keep quality employees, systems that create consistent, memorable experiences for your customers, systems that free you from being the bottleneck of your business. The chaos tax doesn't just come as an invoice. Nope, it shows up in small, invisible ways that quietly wear you down. A lead that comes to your inbox, you tell yourself, you'll get to it in a little bit. But at the end of the day, when you have no more energy to think, you leave it unattended and hope to get to it tomorrow. Deep down, you know that opportunity, like so many others, is gone. Work that's finished, but not invoiced. The thought of, oh, I still need to send those invoices out, sits in the back of your mind at night. You're with your family, but you're not really present. The weight follows you everywhere. Projects stall because everyone's waiting on you. You want to move faster, but instead you have become the bottleneck. The guilt gnaws at you, even as you plaster a smile on your face to keep your team motivated. The constant firefighting, re-explaining the same thing over and over, searching for files you swore you saved, putting out the same flames over and over, and you wonder, why does it always come back to me? Each one of these moments feels small, just a quick fix, just a minute here, but together they steal hours, drain your energy, and pile thousands of dollars in lost revenue onto your shoulders. That's the chaos tax. It isn't just about inefficiency. It's about the silent exhaustion of carrying a business that never stops demanding from you. Daniel knows this weight. He runs three successful companies in cabinetry and countertops. From the outside, it looks successful. But inside, everyone in each business is using one shared inbox. Messages are piled up, leads have gone unanswered, contracts get buried. There's no real system, just grit and good intentions. And it's worked until it doesn't. That's the cost of the chaos tax. You can look profitable on paper while chaos erodes your peace every single day. Then there's Diane, a holistic health practitioner whose protocols were changing lives. Word spread, her calendar filled, and her passion project became a business. But growth brought overwhelm. She was earning just $2,500 a month and was ready to call it quits. Leads were not managed, offers were not clear. Every day felt like starting from scratch. That chaos tax nearly took her dream away. But once her sales process became systemized, everything shifted. Leads were followed up on, offers were clear, the pressure lifted. 6 months later, Diane was earning $10,000 a month. Within a year, $15,000 to $20,000 a month consistently. And she didn't hire help. She didn't sacrifice her life. She simply stopped paying the chaos tax. This chaos tax is optional, my friends. It doesn't have to define your future. This is why the clockwork method exists. It's a path from chaos to clarity. Here's the framework. We start with vision mapping, which reveals the leaks and bottlenecks that are draining you. Then we dive into system architecture, building a backbone so the business runs smoothly without you micromanaging every piece. And last but not least, habit integration. With the 3C formula, commitment, consistency, and continuity, it locks it in so you and your team actually adopt it. This isn't about doing more. It's about finally creating a business that doesn't run on your exhaustion. You know the feeling everything in your business depends on you. Every decision, every approval, every fire that needs putting out. It's heavy, and deep down you wonder how much longer you can keep carrying it. But what if the story didn't have to be about you holding it all together? What if the story was about you, free, focused, and finally feeling in control? In the next episode, you'll uncover the simple shifts that allow you to step back from your business, free your time and your mind without losing control or turning away customers. Imagine what it would feel like to finally breathe, knowing your business keeps moving forward even when you're not the one pushing it. That's what is waiting for you in tomorrow's episode. So be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss it. And if you're ready to take the next steps and to start embracing that clarity feeling, book a consultation. In about 15 to 20 minutes, we will identify the bottlenecks in your business and help you outline a plan to break free from this weight that you're carrying. And if you're ready for a tool that helps you stop doing everything yourself, check out Biz in a Box CRM. It is the ultimate all-in-one solution. Imagine managing every part of your business from contacts, follow-ups, calls, text, booking, funnels, website, and even social media scheduling, all from one platform. With a built-in AI employee support, it doesn't just organize your business, it helps run it. It's like having a full-time team behind the scenes so you can finally stop doing and start being. All right, my friends, that's it for today's episode. Until next time, bye for now.